Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a daily editorial. You know, I think some of the people on our site might have misunderstood totally what I have been saying about truth. And I think a lot of people on our site have misunderstood what I have said about the Wall Street Journal. Jimmy and I were talking about that, you know, and Jimmy brought up some very interesting points. I believe in terms of a reply I made, I believe it was to CFS, I said, what I enjoy about the Wall Street Journal are the op-eds. And the reason I enjoy the op-eds is I got to tell you, anybody who reads that paper, and if you're proud to say that you don't, that's fine. Everybody can have an opinion. All I'm saying is, for the last couple of weeks, ever since the election, the op-ed pages of the Wall Street Journal have not necessarily been kind to Joe Biden, I want to say. And I happen to agree with the op-ed pages. The things that I have a problem with is Natural News put out an article entitled, Under Biden, Military Being Purged of All Conservatives. I believe that's a bit of a false statement. And I think it's very provable that it's false. Jimmy, when you were a commander, tell us about an experience that you had.
Well, so, yeah, I'm reading the article, and the headline is definitely catching and grabbing, and I think it's an exaggeration. Although the Pentagon spokesman said there's a problem with white extremism, white nationalism, and extremist views, and it's not a small problem.
Let me ask you one question. Just one question.
Well, if I can finish, let me just say, I know that there are cases, an individual cases where there are, and as a commander, and I was a commander with 135 troops, and I was a supervisor for 430. I had a soldier that was on the floor with the 430 troops in a very secure compartmented area, and he was passing out extremist literature from the Michigan militia. And what I ended up doing is I explained to him that this is incorrect. I pulled him off the floor. I pulled a security clearance, court-martialed him, and he was put out of the military.
Right.
With that type of, you know, it's not accepted. And so there's a system in place, and then there's an evaluation always, every year, a massive evaluation that all departments do, all the services do, to discuss and ask, are those types of issues? Are you familiar with it? So you get these anecdotal press reports that it's a problem. But it's no more of a problem than it is in anywhere in the country. And right. In some places, it's far less. And the most integrated organization in our nation and probably in the world is the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. You've got all people that work together. Everybody bleeds red that fights together. Yes, there are individual instances. They are hyped up often. There are problems on occasion with sexual harassment and those types of issues. There are problems with racism on occasion. But the fact that they shut down the Department of Defense for 60 days to go ahead and do a review over it's a political opportunism for a new leader. And that's unfortunate.
Of course it is. Of course it is. There's no question about that. But I just think that the fellow who put that up as a headline under Biden, military being purged of all conservatives, I think he's going to have a problem with his site, because you can't put up blatant lies. You just can't do it.
Well, it's not a blatant lie. It's an exaggeration, and it's no different than what most liberal media networks have done for and websites have done for a long time. It's eye-catching. It's grabbing. One thing, you know, I don't know. The guy has a lot of support, so I'm not defending it. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. What I'm saying is that there is some information back there that people should look at, and that any media outlet is doing. Their every Twitter feed that comes out or every Facebook news source has some sort of a grabber that gets people to read an article, and that's
I realize that. You know, there was an interesting feed on Twitter today basically making Joe Biden, he is Catholic, so he could be put up for sainthood if enough priests go for that. But it yeah. made the guy look so good, and it was absolutely so ridiculous, in my opinion. It's just absolutely crazy, in my opinion. And, you know, that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to point out that there's a lot of stuff out there that's being used as a marketing ploy. God, I got to tell you, wish to hell I had a market. I wish I had a product to sell, because with our audience, I guarantee you, I could make $1 million. I'm glad I don't need it. Anyway, you know, Jimmy, I just want to get all of the venom out of what's going on. We are all very bright people. And, you know, sure, there's a rotten apple in every bunch. Boy, if you don't believe that, go look to the, if you live where we live, go to Hagen's and look at the apple section. You're always going to find a raw apple in there. But I have to say, you know, I really value the input of every single one of our bloggers. And the reason that I do is because, just with a few exceptions, they're all incredibly intelligent people. And one more time, Irish Tony, you and I got to team up on Out of the Box. And when I say that, we got to get him on the show. And then all of us have to team up against Ebelon. We got to get him on the show. Jimmy, anything else you want to bring up right now for Tuesday? Yeah, I would bring up one thing. I'm very, very sorry that Rush Limbaugh died. And the only comment I can make, and I believe I made it on the site, is a comment that I've made. You know, I've done a lot of eulogies recently, a lot. And I would say the same thing I say at every single one of those eulogies. God got one of his good ones back.
I have to agree with that. And I know, for all the personal challenges that Rush Limbaugh went through, I was a young carpenter. I had been in the Army for a few years when he started broadcasting in Sacramento, and that's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I was a young carpenter, and I'd listen to him on the radio out on the job site. We just turn it on, talk radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he actually got axed from the local station because he made a comment about our Robert Matsui, was our congressman at the time. And he made an inappropriate comment about him, and he got axed, but then he went on to great, great things. And of course, people that listened to him, he always talked about Rio Linda. And I remember working out in Rio Linda, building an addition on a house, mm-hmm. and listening to him. And what he grew into this icon,
yep.
that really captured the simple ideas of conservatism,
yes,
and where this nation mm-hmm. should go. Thank God for Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
And thank God that he was able to have that voice and expand it, because, in fact, he really, really had a major impact on the direction of this nation. We need to continue. And what he started is beginning to spread in many, many places. And it gives a lot of people a voice, and it gave a lot of people confidence.
Yep.
A very sad day for America, in my view, though some of the crazies on the left are really, you know, saying incredibly awful things because they're happy dancing around that he's gone, because they're afraid of him. He had a tremendous impact, and
left? Oh, the left wing. Okay, yeah. Okay, I focused on something else, which I shouldn't have done. Anyhow, let me take a look at one thing on the internet. Let me just see if we're not making sure we're not leaving anything out. Let's just take a look here. I'm going to go to your favorite site. Let's see what's going on today.
We got it. I mean, we got to mention today, last night, the CNN town hall with Joe Biden. Of course, the left is happy probably that Rush passed today, because that's leading the headline news in the right. Mm-hmm. But what should be leading the headline in the news, if that didn't happen, was how ridiculous Joe Biden looked and sounded, and some of the contradictory things he said in an absolute softball, happy day CNN town hall. And yeah. he looked incompetent. He contradicted his staff. He contradicted reality.